Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 14 April 2026. I apologize for last night. We had to go to replay. I had a technical problem on my end. I could not get the microphone to work. But it's working now. So welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us. And I do sincerely mean that. You're in for a treat tonight. If you don't get our guest list sent up on a website, don't see it, we're going to have Melody Susan in a minute. Melody has always been a blast to have on the program and a wealth of information to share things too. So don't y'all go away. Before I go to Melody, though, I'd like to prepare tonight for a guy named Nick Losardo out of New York. His wife, Kathy, passed away a couple of days ago, and they were married, I think, 52 years. I can only imagine on an empty spot that put in his home and his heart and the whole family. Let's keep Nick and the family in prayers, please. I'd appreciate that. And don't forget, folks, if you need to talk to us about anything here at the office, you can call between 9 and 4 Eastern, 5 days a week. Thursdays, we're in the office here, myself and Crystal and others to answer the phone. Take your orders, fill orders, whatever. If you have any questions during the day, if you need to talk to me, please feel free to call. If you want to place an order, give a donation, that would appreciate very much right now. I mean, funds are still really low, but nonetheless, it is what it is. We'll go until the Lord says stop. You can call the office, so at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. But we want to hear from you. And I said, Faith will answer the phone between 9 and 4, 4 days a week. And Crystal and I answer it on Thursdays. So please feel free to call in and ask questions. And if we can help you in any way, I mean that. I really want to. I want to help if I can. And that's what we're here for. This is a ministry. I don't get everything right hardly any time, but I'll do the best I can. That's all I can do. And Melody Searsom, are you there?
I am here. Thank you.
This lady, folks, and I go back
long time.
Longer than I will think about. You know, at least 20-some years now, Melody. Can you believe that?
Oh, longer than that.
Yeah, 20-some years. I don't know how long it is, but, you know, this last month made me 33 years on the radio, so we go back a little ways.
We started advertising and talking with you probably back in 1998.
That's about right. I started in 93.
And then there was a little bit of a gap. And because we started Discount Gold and Silver in 1995. Maybe it was 96 or 97. That was probably it.
And I remember talking to your hubby and coming along. That's golly.
And then it was a stronger relationship about 2000 and four. So, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you started coming down, speaking a couple of seminars with us, and getting to know us better, and spending time with Marsha and I, and getting to meet some of the other people that we work with. You know, Melody, we put on some great seminars over the years. You really did.
They were awesome.
I mean, they were phenomenal. I mean, we had speakers there, a lot of them passed on now, you know, like Joyce Riley and Derry Brownfield and Jack McClam and Collie and others, Tex Myers. We had some fantastic seminars, and they were drew some large crowds, 400 or 500 people.
You don't hear very many seminars going on in today's world anymore.
No, you don't. Everybody does it online.
Yeah.
And to me, that takes a personal touch out of it.
It does. I don't think it's, again, we become so divided, so singular in everything that we do anymore. We've lost, you know, that there is a connection when you're with a group of people that think alike. It's so much more powerful. And especially with you, because, you know, we bring the word in on the group as a whole. So it was very special. And it was a lot more powerful than I think what you can, you know, have on the podcast and, you know, so forth. And, you know, these Zoom meetings with, you know, groups and so forth.
Well, you know, it's been the experience I had with all the groups and all the people that to meet. It was just a blessing to actually see them, hug their face, and get to know them. You know, and it just was a huge blessing. And I do miss that a lot. I really do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So anyway.
But you know what, too, though? Back then, and that's what I talk about with gold and silver. When we first started this in 95, there was a handful of dealers who dealt nationally. But then with the inset of, and we all agreed on why people needed gold and silver. It was powerful as far as learning about our history's money and the reasons and what inflation does and why government likes inflation and so forth and et cetera. Then when you have the internet and you have 80,000 people on there with their own agenda and opinions, the message gets lost.
It does. It does.
And it's all by design. I agree. I think, but the messages have gotten lost. So.
Well, it's caused a lot more confusion. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And I'll say this too: a lot more ripoffs.
True.
A lot more ripoffs. I've been this long enough now. I'm not a coin dealer, but I've dealt people like you and dealt enough in coins to realize that the people out there that truly are good at what they do and selling their goods, especially on TV, makes it look so beautiful. And oh, they're talking buying and spending $120 for a spatial silver dollar. That's worth $80. But that's what they do. That's what they do. So anyway, thank you for being out there with us and for being honest enough to tell the people the truth. I recommend you a lot of people. You know that, right?
Yes.
I do. Because I trust you, Melody. If I didn't, I wouldn't have you on the program. I'm not a perfect individual, but if I ask someone I can't trust, why would I have him on the program? Are you there?
Oh, you want me to answer?
Yeah, yes.
Go ahead.
That's all right. Go ahead. I wouldn't have him on the program if I didn't trust him, obviously.
Agreed. So. You know, and that's how I always did the programs, too. I you know, always kept just a small, you know, group of folks on the program and with you and so forth, because, you know, it's hard to find in today's world, trust.
Yes, it is. It truly is. And you've been
and
doing
loyalty.
That.
And loyalty.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not talking about the kind of loyalty that, you know, President Trump wants. You know, I'm talking about a different type of, I guess it's more respect and so forth.
Well, that all ties together. If you don't trust somebody, you can't respect them, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
True.
But you say you're not back a long ways, and you've been helping people a long time. But as you're watching, everything is, as you know, silver and gold. Space of silver went up to $120 an ounce, dropped back down in the 80s. That had to happen. But the point of it was, there is, it's not done yet, is it?
Oh, absolutely not. And that's the point I wanted to make too, as far as having, when we all had the same message as far as why you needed to buy gold and silver. Yes, it's fun to speculate and it's fun to see it hit 120 on the silver and, you know, over 5,000 on gold and so forth. But it's so much more meaningful and what you're doing is you're preserving your wealth. You're protecting your assets. That's why you buy. We're going to have ups and downs. My opinion, the long-term trend is higher. And but people don't want to hear that you're okay, even if it stays the same. Because if you're going to be in paper investments and it all hits the fan, you're going to be the wealthiest person in your state, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if gold and silver stays the same price as it is today. And people that's not an exciting discussion. Oh, well, you know, your gold and silver might stay the same. People don't want to hear it's going to stay the same. You want to hear that it's going to continue to go higher. And I, personal opinion, I believe it's going to go a lot higher. We haven't even had any, when you have an action, you have reactions. We have no reactions whatsoever in the paper markets to everything that has been going on for the past
several years,
really since COVID.
Yeah, several years. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And as the dollar continues to devalue, as a world currency does, it's going to keep going up in value. It has to.
Has to.
I just read today. You want the amount of derivatives alone is today? I looked up there. I just want to check it out. Derivatives. Now, folks, you know what's idea? Melding Tim Bear and I can. But the amount of derivatives, that means debt, worldwide, $846 trillion. That's derivatives. Now, tell the folks what that is.
It's nothing. It's like crypto. It's a promise. It's a handshake.
That's what it is.
There's nothing that backs up those loans. There's no collateral. It's just, well, you know, hey, I'll do this if you do that. And
am I right in saying that it's banks gambling with your money, your money? Is that a fair thing to say?
I mean, yeah, without actually using any collateral to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
so
they're putting the system at risk. And, you know, even the private credit, that's also getting dangerous. It's just, you know, pretty much the same thing. And you have all these things going on in the background. Half of them, we probably don't even know what's going on in the background. Well, not when you have an administration that is working together. And I truly believe, and I said this a long, long time ago, and it's even worse today. I can't prove it. It's just, you know, my own personal conspiracy theory. And I take pride in it because I think that you got these algorithms and you got AI controlling all of these algorithms. I mean, how can, you know, it's not real. But their goal is to keep the stock market higher, the paper investments higher for now, because that's what's moving whatever movement we have in the economy.
True.
You got the baby boomers and their retirement accounts. That's where you've got trillions of dollars sitting that they can spend, give to their kids, their grandkids. I had a gentleman today cashing in some of his IRA in order to help his daughter get a mortgage. So all that is what's keeping the economy floating. It isn't good jobs. It isn't people being, you know, successful
and frugal.
Except with debt. No, I mean, they're using debt, except for the baby boomers, you know, and it's like, that's why they have to keep the stock market higher. Well, but if you noticed, look how long the stock market has been at these levels, and they're really not going any higher.
I don't think they will.
They bounce back and forth from 45 to 50 in state. That's about it. You're right.
Yep,
they haven't been a long time. But I do know that our country, our nation is running on debt all my life. But as you said, baby boomers had enough sense to try to get out of it. But today, I don't think they can get out of it and have a home and have a life. Debt is how it's built. You have to borrow the money up. average home runs $400,000 to $500,000. Most folks know that kind of cash laying around. They got to borrow money. If you want to buy a decent car today, it's going to run you at least $30,000. That's a used one, of course. So credit is how it runs. And that's what's kept this economy moving. We're now a debtor nation, a consumer nation. We produce nothing. We have nothing to except weapons. We don't do anything to manufacturing things, country more speak of. So, Melody, we are at the mercy of nations around us, aren't we?
We are. And every one of them is in debt, too. And it's a world of debt. And it's, you know, and I get so tired of saying it can only last so long. And I know the listeners are tired of hearing people saying the same thing. And it can only last so long. But there's so many signs out there that's telling me that. And the corruption in the system. Somebody was telling me, did you ever hear of a blue box bandit, blue box credit, or blue box thieves?
I don't think so.
What these people do is they go into the dark web and they'll buy these keys and they'll get a set. I'm just going to use a set of six keys. And these keys, one of them will open, you know, the postal mail blue boxes and so forth. They'll open those to where they can reach in. They can open them, get the mail, go through it. And if they see envelopes that look like birthday cards or, you know, bills and so forth, they can take the money out of them. They're called blue box thieves. I never heard of that before.
I mean, they can get keys for your post office.
They get it off the dark, get it off the dark web. That's
wow.
That's what I heard. And this person who told me, their banker actually told him that.
My goodness.
And I never heard of that before, but you can go in the dark. And that's why I believe the dark web with crypto. Why would anybody want to deal with crypto? I don't care where it goes. You're supporting crime. You know, you're supporting the dark web where you have pornography, you have drugs, crooks, thieves. You can buy anything on the dark web. You can launder money. That's personal. Again, this is my opinion, but it kind of makes sense.
Well, it does make sense.
I mean, you know, you get these, but you get these billionaires that are all supporting cryptocurrency so they can move money in and out of the dark web and nobody
agrees. I totally agree. And, you know, scripture tells us that the love of money is a root of all evil. Well, you know, Carol Quigley, even though who he is, of course, wrote a book, Tragedy and Hope. You heard about that. I know you have. He said the powers of financial capitalism had another far-reaching aim, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. And he was right. Here back in 1966, he wrote this. The year I graduated high school, he wrote that. And he was right. And we know this war in the Middle East, no matter what everybody says it's all about, Iran had never threatened us. Iran said death to America after we treated them like dirt. I can understand that. And they never threatened a nucleus or anything else. They didn't have a nuclear bomb, no more than Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. But either way, be that as it may, we're in a place now where I was reading again. I like to study. I like to read. What do you do, Melody? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you remember General Wesley Clark, don't you?
I do.
Well, he said something. You probably saw this, too. I'll just read it here to you. He'd been showing a Pentagon memo outlining plans to take out seven countries in 5 years. Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finished off with Iran. The first six have since been destabilized or regime changed. Iran is the ultimate prize left. Now, it's the largest, most dominant Middle Eastern country, and it's the last one with independent banking system that does not allow usury in the banks. It will not allow that to happen. Banks cannot loan out money for usury. It's the last one independent from the world powers, if you will. And why do you think they're trying to take them out so hard now?
Tell me.
Because they're the last holdout for dominance, financial dominance.
Yeah.
And this, people got to understand this. These wars are not about freedom for anybody. The money powers, all wars are banking wars. And that's another statement said back in, I think, around 2000, all wars are banking wars. Bankers are the ones who finance wars, both sides. And they play the ends towards the middle. They can't lose. And they haven't lost. That's how the Rothschilds made their money. So don't be deceived in thinking this is all about our freedom and it's all about Iran going to attack us. It's all about dominance. And Bush, Clinton, Biden, and Trump were just pawns in the hands of the world leaders, their handlers. They're not independent. They've been independent in my lifetime. It's got worse every administration. They're all involved in it for their own gain. And Melody, that's just the way it is. I don't know how else to put it. Do you?
No, I mean, and you're right. They're all pawns. I mean, even going further back than them, you know. I mean,
it's, oh, yeah. Way back. Yeah. Back in Roosevelt.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, when they, you know, created the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah. On Truman. Yeah.
So, you know, it's really, you couldn't have said it any better. And the world is corrupt. They're all in on it. They all have this agenda. And, you know, they've, you know, I read things. We're trained to go to work, slave labor, go to work and try to enjoy our lives. And the whole time they continue to take.
The wheel is rigged against us. You know that. They let us win it one or now and then to make us feel good and keep us coming back for more.
Yeah.
They allow you enough that maybe you can pay the bills, but never enough to get really ahead. You know, I just reading here that existing home sales plunged, even though mortgage rates went down also. They're not selling homes. Because the average price, like I said, is close to $500,000. So people can't afford them. But another reason I've been looking at is because property taxes have went up 3% last year faster than inflation, what they say. But we paid almost $400 billion in property taxes last year in this country. Now that's only about 89 million homes or properties. Almost $400 billion in property taxes. The average is about $4,500 a year for property taxes. You know, that's $400 a month. Property tax. If you can't afford to buy a home, how are you going to afford to pay taxes and insurance on it?
I mean, the prices continue to rise, but you know what's interesting? When you're thinking about taxes, I don't know if I can find this article here that I have. Since tomorrow is April 15th, tax day, there was a small movement, I don't know if I can find it here, where they're talking about they're opening accounts. And I'm not promoting this. I'm not telling you to do this. I'm only reporting this as an article that I read. And you know, you can take it for whatever it's worth. Let me see if I can find it here. But anyway, they're not paying taxes. Now, we all know how that'll end up. You know, you'll end up going to jail and, you know, they'll come after you. You know, they'll make an example of you and you'll go to jail and, you know, so forth. And, you know, they'll make a big, you know, to-do about it. But I thought it was interesting that that was actually being put together by some groups in order to stop the government from doing. And that is the one thing that would bring the government to its knees. You want to clean the swamp? You want to drain the swamp? That would do it faster than anything on this planet. But it would also hurt. Either or, it's going to hurt us. But that would certainly drain the swamp.
Well, you see, that you just made up another good point, too. If we stop giving out government handouts, and I'm including that, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. I earned that. I'm not questioning that. There's still government handout and government control. If we went back to the free enterprise system and we fed ourselves and allowed us to succeed or fail on our own merits, there'd be an uprising overnight, Melody. The people that live on welfare would be in the streets ready to fight. Now, we'll never get out of that. It's too late for that. But not paying taxes is another whole point. Can you imagine what happened if the states decided they're going to quit paying federal taxes? What would happen to the federal government?
Yeah, here it is. It was from The Guardian. Some U.S. taxpayers are refusing to pay the federal government amid the ICE surges, the war with Iran, and more. They're withholding their federal income tax to protest. And, you know, that's how these little things get moved and so forth. Again, I'm not, telling you to do this and, you know, that and so forth, because they're certainly, but that's what they're doing. They're putting, she owes the federal government a high yield savings account instead. That's what she's putting the money in that she owes. And she doesn't want to fund wars and so forth. So.
Well, good for you say her, just one person doing that?
Oh, no, it's a group, but this is just happened to be this one person that they're talking to. Yeah, it is a group. It's the National War Tax Resistance Coordinating Committee.
Well, good for them.
So.
More power to them.
It's just interesting. There are things that we can do, but, you know, there's always on the other side, there's always things that, you know. You have to have the stomach. And I've had a lot of customers over the years who have fallen for various programs and so forth, thinking that they could, you know, do something. They took hold of something that was being pitched to where they wouldn't have to pay taxes and a way to avoid it. And a lot of them ended up in jail. A lot of them ended up losing their home and so forth. It's serious stuff.
That's
you know,
true.
So, you know, if you can't,
let's make sure. And be careful. Just be careful and be wise. Not saying you're doing wrong. Just be careful. Sometimes, what's the old saying? It's dangerous to be right when the government's wrong.
Yeah.
You heard that. So, I mean, that's true. It's very true.
It is true.
So, it's just a sign of the times. Yes, I've seen a lot of people I've known personally who went to jail because of the stand they took. And they weren't wrong.
Yeah.
No, they weren't. But they started going against the powers that be, and they knew if they let one get by with it, two would do it. After so much, after a while, they had to stop it.
Yep.
So there you go. But be that as it may, Melody, we're seeing a lot of unrest in this country, and a lot of people that are getting angry over a lot of different things. And all of it's not wrong, and all of it's not right. But division is a big key in order to control the people, is it not?
You know, it truly is, and it just amazes me how people that I didn't think would become so divided or more divided than I. It's just shocking what people are doing to each other.
Yeah, it is.
And the thing of it is, they're doing it to each other just because of what's happening in D.C.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Not worth it. To me, it's not worth it to lose a family member or a friend based on those politicians in D.C. Are you kidding me?
I agree. Folks, we're at the break with your phone calls. Love to hear from you tonight. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Let y'all go.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, Whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, James McKenna here for JMCC Water Filters. We're having two...
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do. Our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. And on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back in talking to Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver. Give her a call at 800. I forgot the number. 800. help me. I'm trying to think. I know last four is 4188.
375.
Yeah, 800-375-4188.
Yay.
800-375-4188. Give her a call and talk to her. Ask her a question. Tell folks to listen to her on the radio. She's sincere. She'll treat you right. She'll be honest with you. That's all you can ask. Melody, before we go any further, before the phone starts ringing, I want to share some good news with you. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
It's good news for you, for sure. The federal court strikes down a 158-year-old home distilling ban. So you can start making moonshine in your home now.
All right.
Yeah, you can distill your own spirits.
And be happy.
It's unconstitutional. They've been a law since 1868. But now you can do it. So up there where you live in Maryland, right on the seashore, you can make a fortune.
Hey, why not? You can grow weed in your home and sell it. You know, it is a sign of times. I mean, really, what is really happening to this nation where it's just a free for all for alcohol and drugs and, you know, we started it, I guess, in the 60s, but.
Well, this is supposed to be for personal use only, but.
Yeah, well.
I imagine somebody might figure out how to make a dollar out of it. But anyway, and folks, the line's open, like I said, 717-300-1698. We'd love to hear from you. We're here tonight. The phone lines are all working, and it's been a while since that's happened. I got my equipment working tonight, so here we are. Give us a call. We'd love to have your opinion, your questions, so don't be ashamed to call and talk to us. Melody, you've been seeing things a long time up and down in your career. What do you see happening next in this country? What do you see coming down that we need to be watching for? I know we're going to have food shortages. It's going to happen. Food shortages coming because they need energy to grow food. We know the gas gasoline went through the roof. We know it's going to show up in the store, but shortages are coming also. And I see that written in a lot of places of people I respect. What do you think?
I mean, I agree, and I don't think we're going to start seeing these things really until maybe after summer, I think. Because it does take time for all of the things that are happening now to filter through to where we can, where it just hits us and it hits us hard. I mean, we might see prices that change, but they're going to control things. I mean, we certainly have seen the gasoline prices are high, but we haven't seen the impact of people cutting back yet. That takes time to filter through. And of course, until they, you know, and it's even harder because they just lie about all the reports and so forth. But you can usually feel it. I mean, I can ask here, I'm close by to Ocean City, Maryland, and, you know, I can find out, you know, is it a slow summer? Did you have a slow Memorial Day and so forth? I know last year it was a little to the slower side, and I can only imagine that there's a lot of concerns for this year with tourists and so forth. So, but I think sometimes it's, you know, unless something major like a bank collapse or a hedge fund or something like collapses or, you know, that you'll feel immediately. But so I think it's going to be a really interesting fall. And I'm still going to give my prediction, Butch. I still think President Trump is going to resign this year. That's still, I've said that a long time. I've said that for almost a year. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Well, why would you say? It's just the signs are all pointing in that direction.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You get to, I mean, it's hard to believe that the Republicans will be able to save the House and the Senate.
They won't. Not this time.
No. Trump will be a lame duck for the rest of his administration. He ain't going to sit around and do nothing. What's he going to do for 2 years?
Well, he's done a lot already.
And, you know, I think he's setting up Vance. I always said Vance was not an electable person. He's just not electable. And then the things that you see Vance doing now, it's like, seriously? So I think Trump's setting him up. I think you have Trump and Rubio. I think Rubio is going to be heading strong. That doesn't mean he's going to win the election in 2028. But this is what you're going to should be scared of. Everybody was concerned about the Lessa, what was her name? The cackler.
Oh, you talking about the run for president. Okay, yeah. Kamala Harris. Okay,
yeah. Harris. Everybody was scared of her becoming president the last time. And I always said, well, we had the Republicans at the House and the Senate, and she would have been a lame duck for 4 years. But I'll tell you what, whatever Democrat gets in at 2028 and they keep the House and the Senate, then we're in for big trouble.
I think you're right. Now, I'm going to share this. It's come from a source, an ex-security agent worked for the federal government. Now, it's come out of his mouth, not mine. He said they plan on poisoning Trump. Now, I'm not just making this up. He said the plans were written out to take him out poison. I'm going to tell you what he said. He loves McDonald's. He loves Diet Coke. They're going to poison with a poison McDonald's sandwich. That's what I was told. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. I guess we'll find out soon. But that's what I've been told. And I just want to share that. If it happens, it happens. It wasn't my plan. But they're saying it's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know.
First of all, I'm not even sure he really eats McDonald's. I mean, this is a billionaire. Eats in the best restaurants in the world.
Actually, he does eat McDonald's. He took his whole party up to a fast food dinner.
It was a photo op. They do it in order to make people believe that he's one of them, and he's not. Just like wearing the garbage thing and so forth, and working at McDonald's. It's propaganda to make people believe.
Well, it's propaganda. I no doubt that's true.
To make you believe. So, but do you think he really eats a McDonald's burger on a regular basis? Heck no. I don't. I mean, you're a billionaire.
Well, I don't mean billionaires don't like fast food, though.
I would have my chef make me a burger that, you know, equivalent to McDonald's.
All I know is that was that company.
And now that he's president, he probably doesn't. I mean, everything gets tested. Everything gets, you know, nothing gets to him that isn't tested and so forth.
Well, who said the tester don't want to happen to him? I'm just making scenarios that could happen. I don't know. We'll know. But I don't think he's going to finish up office. I really
and
don't.
If it was going to happen, we wouldn't be talking about it because it would be.
Hush, hush.
Yeah.
Well, I said, well, but time will tell. But I don't think he's going to finish up his office term. I don't know what the reason is going to be.
Well, I was the first one who said it, so I'm going to take the credit for that.
All right, you can do that.
I was the first one. I've been saying it for a year.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Well, since we make our own drinks now, you start up there and I'll start down here.
We'll have to think of a name.
Anyway, let's go to phones. Like I said, let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Hi, Jan.
We missed you this past Saturday. What happened to you?
Well, first I called and the phone wasn't working. It was busy. People trying to get through to tell you the sound wasn't on. Hit the on switch.
Yep. I mean, we have Debbie and Bill and you were trying to keep us straight on that. Thanks a lot for watching over us.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill's got a lot of things on it, you know, on his mind. Everybody does right now.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. We all do. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But anyway, everybody keeps calling this a war. Now, last I looked, the Constitution said Congress had to declare war for it to be a war. Just because Trump says it's a war does not make it a war. It will be.
But Jan, I served in a war, Vietnam. It says war there, too. And you're right, it's a police action in Vietnam. But I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. I'm just adding this. When somebody's shooting at you, it's a war to you.
Yeah, it's a war to you. But, you know, they go around saying this is a war. But Congress didn't do anything. It's the problem. Nobody pays attention to the Constitution at all.
What's Constitution?
Exactly. You may as well, you know, it doesn't exist. And then they go around telling us we're in the 250th anniversary of the United States. We are not. We're at the 250th anniversary. A bunch of ragtag farmers and shopkeepers and a few lawyers and leaders that told England we intend to become independent.
Yes.
It wasn't until we all got together and we sent our representatives and then signed that document that we became a country.
That's true.
We're not even there yet. People don't pay attention. They don't care.
Don't bomb with those details. They're just details.
Yeah. But anyway, so now we got China saying, leave Iran alone.
Yeah. And so is Russia, by the way. Yes. I agree.
Russia. And that goes with Bible prophecy. Interactive maps of every electrical substation, every electrical producer, where all of this stuff is, exact locations, an interactive map on the web showing everybody where it all is. So they can find it all and just take us out. It's okay. Here.
Well,
exact longitude, and it's on the internet. Public information, somebody built an interactive map.
That's what's going to happen. It's been planned for a long time. Our water systems are all open to public. I mean, anybody can get into what you want to. We're going to pay. We're going to pay.
The water is not just the rivers that are in trouble. It's also the aquifers. They're getting
That's
low.
All true. That's all true.
So all this stuff, and we're going to be, and if you listen to the latest stuff, we're going to be completely out of stored oil, stored gasoline, all of that by June 15th.
And we have record-breaking heat already, fires, floods, tornadoes. It's all coming together. Yeah. Judgments on America.
No. Yes, no. And Canada was the coldest place on Earth last week. And we got, Guam is gone. So you guys, Melody is right. You have got to have, and the pastor's right, you've got to have something besides U.S. dollars to rely on when everything is gone.
I agree.
You got people walking out of stores with not out paying. You got people stealing gasoline already in these big cities.
That's very true. It's going to get worse everywhere.
Arguing with each other over political stuff when they should be praying with each other for their souls.
Well, you have to have division, though, Jan. Division's important to conquer the country, and it's working. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's it. Just pray. Pray for your souls, your families, and pray for those men that are fighting over there like they were fighting in the Korean War. Conflict, the Vietnam conflict, the Gulf Wars, because they believe they were fighting for their country.
That's
and
true.
It's all
That's
over true. Control. Who's going to be number two to the great, to the Antichrist?
I totally agree. Well, thanks for calling, Jan. Bobby, don't forget to tune in Saturday. We'll have Bible study again. So thanks for being there with
us.
Oh, yeah, we have to get caught up. We got behind.
Oh, okay.
This be the last one this month.
All right,
we'll see you there. Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jan.
And folks, again, we will have Bible study this weekend again. I've got to mention that now. We got behind whenever Lynn was sick, Phil's wife was sick, and they saw a thing going on. You can watch us live if you want to by going to PastorButch.com and clicking on Rumble. Or you can call the phone at 339-209-5013 and listen on the phone. More and more doing it all the time. And we do appreciate that. We really do. But go ahead, Melody. I know you get some thoughts on your mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jen was an excellent call, and she really hit some good, important. She had some good messages and information. And I don't know, she calls in usually when I'm here, and she sounded a little down tonight. She sounded a little mellow tonight. So I hope everything is okay with her and so forth. But yeah, I mean, it's a world that we live in that even Elon Musk said at one point in time that we live in, there's two different realities, and it's true. And it's really weird when you think about it, because you have the truth and then you have this world that's been created, the illusion that they created. And in order to, you know, I don't even know what it is for anymore. I mean, in the beginning, it was for wealth and power and control, and you had the New World Order, and, you know, they had their powers to be. And so where are they? What is the actual bottom line other than to destroy?
That's true.
They can't do anything else but to destroy. Because everything that they've done to promote themselves is just total destruction.
Well, it's hard for people to understand this. Like it is for you and I, because we're just regular people. We're not perfect. We're not totally bad or totally good. But it's hard for me to imagine that an individual could rip a baby apart in a womb and throw a piece of trash can for a living, some of our money. It's hard for me to imagine that. My mind can't go there. It's hard to imagine that people out there that literally kill millions of people if they have to get their way.
Yeah.
But they do. They've done it ever since time began. It hasn't even. It's gotten worse. The people out there just don't care about human life. They don't care about anything but themselves. Trump's one of them, a narcissist. He gets this called a narcissist. That's what he is. The man lies constantly. No conscience. Doesn't bother him at all. I mean, he'll change his life one day next and think nobody notices. He does it with immunity to himself anyway. He doesn't care. That makes sense to you?
Yes, it does. When he says, what did he say about that? He would never ask forgiveness because he doesn't do anything wrong.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't need to do it. No, that's what he said. He's perfect. He's the only man that ever lived except Christ, I guess. Well, he thanks his Christ. He put a picture out of his
city.
Yeah. So, you know, what can I say? You know, we're laughing, and you got to laugh. But it's absolutely some of the saddest things I ever saw.
Yes, it is.
When you and I were just a few years younger, and maybe back in high school days, if the president would have done that, there'd have been riots in the streets.
Absolutely. And it's not a laugh at what he did. It's a laugh that it's I don't know how to react. I mean, it's and my question is, where are the Christians of this nation?
I agree.
And still support him. How can they say in their breath that it's a joke? How can you say that's a joke? He meant it to be funny.
There's nothing funny about that. Nothing funny about it at all. Folks, phone lines open, 717-300-1698. We're here for you to talk to us. That's what we're here for. We got another 10 minutes, so why don't you call and share with us? Melody, tell the folks about you again, a little bit, what you do. You have any special you want to offer tonight?
Everything's on special. Let me go ahead and see what, the some of the markets are doing in the aftermarket. We had a great day, and silver was up like 5%. It's approaching $80 right now. We have gold. It was up $100 today. And let's see what it's doing in the aftermarket. It's still moving on, 48.54. Silver, 79.60. So it's almost back up to 80. And we had a little bit of weakness in the dollar today. And so, that's why it moves sometimes and so forth. But that's the logic that we, come to, try to understand why things are doing what they're doing. It was a great day in the metals. Gold was up over $100. So back to those strong. Platinum was up a little bit today, back up over 2,100, coming off of what, 1,600 at the low. So it's doing very well in this. Everything is a great deal. And I know some of these prices scare people. There's silver eagles. You can buy silver rounds. That'll help you out on the price. So there's a lot of different products that you can purchase if you're looking to get as much silver as you can for your dollars. 90% silver is still the deal. If you're looking to get into some 90%, I think that's the best bartering.
And what's it going for
that
now?
You can have. Sell it at spot.
Okay, so that's.
But I have been seeing. The prices are beginning to come together. So it's, and again, the reason you could buy 90% silver, quarters and dimes so inexpensively is because when silver was at 120, a lot of people sold a lot of their 90%, a lot of it's being melted down. And so the refineries couldn't, they were getting so much silver that they couldn't, they were limited by what they could process. So they just had a bunch of, products sitting there, so the spread between bid and ask just kept growing, and the premium on that 90% just dropped. So that's why I can sell it at spot. So there's a reason for it that we can sell it at spot. So, but that gap is closing. That gap is closing. So,
if you bought $50 worth of dimes, silver dimes, what'd that be going for now, roughly?
Are you going to make me figure that out now?
I am. You got about 2 minutes. Better hurry.
I'm not quick at this. You're looking at about $57 per face based on $80 silver.
Oh, that is a
so,
deal.
Yeah.
That is a deal.
I think I did that right. 57,200. Divided by dimes. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, they'd be $5.72. Dimes.
And again, people, if you just stop and think, a dime, when I was a teenager, was a dime. A dime would buy you a Coke. Ten dimes, a dollar would buy you 12 hot dogs. This is all true. Yet today, a single dime is worth over $5. So silver has went up tremendously. And it's not finished yet. Now's the time to get the junk silver, if you can. We call it junk silver, but it's silver. Get it while you can. It's not going to go back down that fast. Yeah, all metals fluctuate like everything else does, but it's staying constantly higher than it was 5 years ago in the melody.
It's staying a nice in the 70 level. So
yes.
I think it has built that resistant level. Yeah, anything can happen, but I usually. With everything that's going on, and we're still having a dollar problem. That's, it's our debt. We got debt too great to be paid. Always remember that. All the wars, all this, everything that's going on, it's just all from we've got debt too great to be paid. It's the web that has been woven. So Same way with gold. 4,500 seems to be a really strong base for it. And it's trying to push itself back up over 5, and silver's trying to push itself back up over 80.
Well, this is something I look at, Melody. It does reach a base. It skyrockets, drops a while, then it falls down to a base that doesn't go below for a long time. I've never seen any time metals reach a certain base and stayed there, never went back below it very long. It always went above it. So it does have a base.
That is the trend, yes.
That's the way it is. I've been doing this long enough to see that. So, folks, call Melody at 800-375-4188. Ask her some questions. She'll answer all your questions, and she'll be honored to do so when you mail me.
Absolutely, I would.
Anything else you want to say to them?
Just be careful out there. There's a lot of disinformation out there, and I've been hearing more and more issues with, you know, when it comes to gold and silver, too. So if you hear of something, call me, because that way I can share it with my customers. Thank you.
Amen. Okay. Melody Seastrom.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate you. I know
I give you a appreciate hard time.
I really do appreciate you. So you have a wonderful night.
Same to you.
And hang in there. And tell me when you start making your own spirits.
Will do. You'll be the first one. I'll let you test it.
All right. I'll talk to you down the road somewhere.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks, Todd. Bye-bye. Folks, I don't know, but that to me was a blessing. I enjoyed talking to Melody. She shares a lot of information with us. She doesn't compromise on anything. She tells the truth. And I don't know how else she can put that. There's no other way to put that. She's an honest individual. Give her a call. Ask some questions. Don't be afraid to. At 800-375-4188. Don't forget, we're going to have Bible study again this Saturday. We'll be back with you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's going to just be me and you. I want to just talk to you, me and you, if you don't care. And, of course, open up phone lines again. We're going to discuss some things tomorrow night that are biblical, that are happening right now. And I want to say this, I'm going to be out of time. If God did not want us to know what's going on in our time, he wouldn't send prophets to tell us. Churches that don't understand what's happening in the world today and current events, don't want to know, are doing a great disservice to God Almighty. He gave us his word, his prophecies, so we know and what we'll be taken by surprise. So, if you're not interested in that, I'm sorry for you. I really am. I love you enough to tell you the truth. I'm sorry for you if that's the way you feel about it. And back with you tomorrow night, though, like I said, we're going to discuss a couple of topics that I think are very important and maybe share some biblical wisdom and knowledge. May help us understand a few things, okay? I love you very much. I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Seastrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Seastrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos.